Blog Talk Radio.
I can't believe it. Sign there was on the radio. I can't believe it. Sign there would have the morning show. I can't believe it. Sign there was on the radio. I can't believe it. Sign there would have the morning show. Tell your friends and your kin, there's a show that speaks to what's within. I can't believe it. Sign there was on the radio. I can't believe it. To our soul. He's speaking to our soul. Yeah.
Sonoran Radio, 80cities1.com. Hey, maybe you woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Maybe you were drunk and high last night, but you made it home safe. Praise the Lord. Maybe you and your boyfriend or girl were fighting last night, and she went to jail. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord, y'all.
Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah.
Hey, Buckley, when's Spanky coming out?
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
I didn't mean to do that.
Please, continue.
Hit me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning!
Good morning!
This is crazy.
Good morning.
Son Everywhere Radio, streaming live at 80cities1.com. Be a Facebook friend of mine, man. On Facebook, Son Everywhere, S-A-U-N, Edward E-D, W-A-R-D. Also on Twitter, Instagram is the same name, right? Son, S-A-U-N-E-D, W-A-R-D, man. Danielle, Jonathan, what's going on?
Good morning.
Man, it's a beautiful day to be in the Lord, right? It's a great day to be in the Lord.
Yes, Amen. It is.
You ain't sure about it or what?
I was giving Jonathan, I said good morning. I was giving him the opportunity to say, oh, yes, it is.
It's been a great weekend. What happened this weekend in your life, Jonathan?
You know, it was very interesting. Very interesting. We are in the process of some spiritual transitioning, always searching for truth. And one thing that has always been a big question in my mind is this whole debate, well, not really debate, but a question about the Sabbath. And, you know, is Sabbath really Saturday? Is it just a seventh day out of a work week that we choose? And so I actually visited my brothers and sisters at a Seventh-day Adventist church.
Oh, wow.
Because I was actually off on Saturday, which I'm normally am not. And interesting on how similar the worship service is, no different. They praise the Lord like we praise the Lord. And we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. So
mm-hmm.
You can check out my page later on today because I'm going to post that as a question in the video. What do you think about this Sabbath day sensibilities?
Right.
Amen.
And this weekend, I was privy to attend the Harvest Time Apostolic Ministries Women's Retreat and just came back so refreshed and in my spirit. I was tired in my body. But we had an amazing time and was able to witness just a new babe in Christ, breakthrough in the Holy Ghost. And so truly that's, what we're there for. And also I was one of the speakers for that session. And so just thank God for just the wonderful things that he did for us and he's continuing to do through us women at Harvest Time.
What did you talk about at the retreat? Because she was going on weekend long, so I'm glad to see you.
Thank you, baby. Yes.
So, what was the conference about?
So the conference was The Woman That God Sees, and our leader, Darlene Robinson, just really, just labored before Lord and, just to pull this thing together. And my session was titled Change Your Attitude and Change Your Life.
Wow.
And just addressed a lot of attitude adjustments that we need to make that are sometimes very subtle. You know, we think that just because, once we're saved, our attitudes are right and we can just treat people certain types of ways. But there are some attitude adjustments that need to take place in the body of Christ that will propel us to our next level. And so that's what I spoke about.
That sounds profound. And not because you're my wife, just, it sounds good. Some topics sound good, but the word ain't hitting on crap.
Right.
I got this powerful topic. I'm like, it didn't line up somewhere, man. Somewhere it didn't line up. So we thank God for that, man. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in ours and mine. We just thank God for being in Christ Jesus. Thank God to be redeemed.
Yeah.
I think we all have to be redeemed.
Yeah.
There's nothing like being redeemed in Christ. You can't be redeemed in Allah. To be led by Allah, I guess, some mythical being.
Mm.
But only redemption comes in Christ. Matter of fact, you only hear that word redeemed when you talk about Christ.
That's right.
That's interesting, huh?
That's right.
Talk about redemption and being captured. And, you hear them words in Christ because you serve a living God.
Mm-hmm.
The living God is mighty and high. And then sit up high and looking low upon his people.
Yes.
And can't wait for us to get line ourselves back up to be a part of the hope of glory that's in Christ Jesus.
Man. Great hope.
United Tenors, everybody. My God is real. Sunday morning, so streaming live 80cities1.com. Right back in a minute.
Yeah.
Cause when I testify, I'm always gonna give it my all. Sometimes I'm chill, but not at this moment. Because his love is taking over me. Let me tell you what I'm smiling about. Because in my mind there is no doubt, no. I want the whole world to know. So I tell it wherever I go.
My God is real.
You know, right about now, I'm feeling a little church. Because his spirit's all around me and won't leave me alone. I may shout out, Lord, you are worthy. Oh, yeah. Cause in my bones, it's just like fine, God. Oh, let him in your life, you'll see what I mean. All you have to do.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Business moving on up to a place of excellence and notoriety. Sign Edward Morning Show will tell your neighbor and their neighbor that your business is ready to do business in our community. Business owners, entrepreneurs, bankers, and street vendors. Sign Edward Morning Show will supply the advertising need for your business. Email us at signedwardmorningshow@gmail.com. Again, that's signedwardmorningshow@gmail.com. Allow Sign Edward to tell my neighbor and your neighbor that you are open for business.
Southside Insider, Southside Business and Civic Newspaper, for 28 plus years serving Clayton, North Fayette, North Henry, South Fulton, and South DeKalb County.
Nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind.
Southside Insider, a great place to advertise your business. Call 770-473-6753. That's 770-473-6753. Or email southside.insider@gmail.com. That's southside.insider@gmail.com. Southside Insider, a Southside business and civic newspaper. Son Edward in your ear, 80cities1.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, everyone. Sunday's weather, 75 degrees the high, 62 the low. Monday, 79 degrees the high, 42 the low. Tuesday, 85 degrees the high,
72 the low on Wednesday, 88 degrees the high, and 72 the low, right here at Sonic Morning Show.
Wake up!
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody get
up! And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies and make the babies.
When I look at these contestants for the Miss Black Awareness pageant, I feel good.
We're back right here on the Sound Every Morning Show, streaming live at 80cities1.com. What's going on, everyone?
Yes, good morning. How about give us a call this morning at 404-361-1570 or 404-361-1571.
Now, Jonathan, you also have a Twitter page, Instagram page, and also Instagram, I believe, right? What's your tag on those things?
I got too many pages.
Yeah, man.
I got about 19 pages. Well, if you want to contact me personally, of course, you can hit me up on Facebook, Minister Jonathan Simmons. My Twitter handle for me is at Minister J Sim. How about that? If you want to contact us and talk a little sports, you can hit us up at TalkSportsATL. That's at TalkSportsATL. That's Twitter. And you can like our Facebook page, Real Talk Sports.
No doubt about it. We got a great show lineup for you today, everybody. But Top 7 List coming up right now. Top 7 List. I know you're young in heart, but Mothers of Zion, you're too old. Here we go.
Get ready for the countdown.
Watch your heat and wave.
Seven.
And remember what the Bible says.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Here we go. I know you're young at heart. But Mother Zion, you're too old. Here we go.
Number seven.
To be on the praise dance team, you too young, you too old for that. It's just simple. You just too
mothers
old for that.
Can dance.
Yeah, they can dance. Just too old for that.
At the house.
At the house.
Number six.
Double Dutch. Now Double Dutch and you got it. Them days are past you, mother. I love you, Mother Zion, but Double Dutch, you're past those stages.
Who's going to teach the children, though, brother?
Number five.
Drinking malt liquor. Uh-oh. Now come on, mother.
Oh no.
Come on, mother.
Number four.
Number four. Number four, reacting your Soul Train line days. Come on, mother. Come on.
We gotta relive something.
You've been saved long enough now, mother. Come on now.
Wow.
Let's love her.
Number three.
Wearing Spanx. Now, whatever's going on is already going on. Don't worry about mother. Whatever's going on already, just let it be.
Let me tell you, a woman always has to keep it tight and right, so don't go there. Number two.
And number two, the 4-inch heels. Mother, you know, your feet swole. Wear flats. Don't worry about it. Keep the flats on. Get your feet getting swole. You know, that water set real bad when you get to certain ages.
Come on now.
Let them 4-inch heels alone, all right?
Number one.
And number one, to use the word twerk. Now, mother, you too old use the word twerk. Don't ever say twerk again. Ever, ever. Don't never say the word twerk. You 75 years old about twerking. You pass some days, mother. Don't worry about it. You pass some days.
Wow.
You pass some days. Past those days, man.
Son Everett streaming live on www.wigo.am.com. Today's show lineup, you just heard the top seven list from our one and only Son Everett. These things are derived straight from his mind.
Only from my mind.
Pray for him, please.
Yeah. Let the saints say amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Yeah. Heal him, Lord.
No, you can't say the church say amen. Everybody in church ain't redeemed. Just say the saints. The saints of the Most High God.
Wow.
You know, in the church, everybody redeemed in the church, so let's get that out.
They can still say amen.
Well, yeah. I don't want their amen. That's like getting a Jehovah's Witness amen. I don't want their amen either.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want the Jehovah's Witness amen. I don't want the Buddha's amen. I don't want Allah's amen. I just want Jesus Christ amen. That's it.
Well, amen.
Yeah.
All right. The bread and wine song today is by the Anointed Faith Sisters. I got a ticket. Also, the Cut the Case Facebook birthdays and Deacon Rivers Entertainment will have Clayton County's What's Happening's coming up and Son Edwards' Words of Wisdom, followed by the Weekend Review and Your Word Moment. I know many of you have possibly heard about the incident that happened at McNair Elementary in Ellenwood off of Boldercrest Road this past week.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And so we'll just have a brief conversation about Antoinette Tuff, and she's actually the bookkeeper that was able to talk down the shooter, and so she's being heralded an angel from the Lord, and so we'll definitely get into that conversation. And also, Pastor A.J. Amir has declared to the women in his church, no weave allowed. Want to know what you women think about that? Give us a call at 404-361-1571
or 404-361-1571.
That's crazy. And then today we also have director, film director, Richard Adofu. He's coming in and to discuss his new film, Box of Forgiveness. By the way, you know, this past weekend was the Peachtree Film Festival. And so we definitely want to highlight on that, Box of Forgiveness, and by all, film director.
And also the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, Martin Luther King, the March on Washington. That's also coming up later on the show right here on Sound of the Morning Show. Stay tuned, everybody. Right now, Lord, Sound of the Morning Show.
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes my way get hard and sometimes my way get up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Within. I can't believe it.
Son Edwards was on the radio.
I can't believe it.
Sonar and Radio, 80cities1.com. Hey, maybe you woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Maybe you were drunk and high last night, but you made it home safe. Praise the Lord. Maybe you and your boyfriend and girls were fighting last night, and she went to jail. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord, y'all.
Nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
I didn't mean to do that.
Please, continue.
Hit me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
This is crazy. Son Everywhere on the radio, streaming live 80cities1.com. Be a Facebook friend of mine, man. On Facebook, Son Everywhere, S-A-U-N, Edward E-D, W-A-R-D. Also on Twitter, Instagram is the same name, right? Son, S-A-U-N-E-D-W-A-R-D, man. Danielle, Jonathan, what's going on?
Good morning.
That's a beautiful day to be in the Lord, right? It's a great day to be in the Lord.
Yes, amen. It is.
You ain't sure about it or what?
I was giving Jonathan, I said, good morning. I was giving him the opportunity to say, oh, yes, it is.
It's been a great weekend. What happened this weekend in your life, Jonathan?
It was very interesting. Very interesting. We are in the process of some spiritual transitioning, always searching for truth. And one thing that has always been a big question in my mind is this whole debate, well, not really debate, but a question about the Sabbath. And, you know, is Sabbath really Saturday? Is it just a seventh day out of a work week that we choose? And so I actually visited my brothers and sisters at a Seventh-day Adventist church.
Oh, wow.
Because I was actually off on Saturday, which I'm normally I'm not. And interesting on how similar the worship service is, no different. They praise the Lord like we praise the Lord. And we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. So you can check out my page later on today because I'm going to post that as a question in the video. What do you think about this Sabbath day sensibilities?
Right.
Amen.
And this weekend, I was privy to attend the Harvest Time Apostolic Ministries Women's Retreat and just came back so refreshed and in my spirit. I was tired in my body. But we had an amazing time and was able to witness one of the young, I mean, just a new babe in Christ breakthrough in the Holy Ghost. And so truly that's, you know, what we're there for. And also I was one of the speakers for that session. And so just thank God for just the wonderful things that he did for us and he's continuing to do through us women at Harvest Time.
What did you talk about at the retreat? Because she was going all weekend long, so I'm good. I'm glad to see you.
Thank you, baby. Yes.
So, what was the conference about?
So the conference was The Woman That God Sees, and our leader Darlene Robinson just really, you know, just labored before Lord and, you know, just to pull this thing together. And my session was titled Change Your Attitude and Change Your Life.
Wow.
And just addressed a lot of attitude adjustments that we need to make that are sometimes very subtle. You know, we think that just because, you know, once we're saved, our attitudes are right and we can just treat people certain types of ways. But there are some attitude adjustments that need to take place in the body of Christ that will propel us to our next level. And so that's what I spoke about.
That sounds profound. And not because you're my wife, just, you know, it sounds good. You know, some topics sound good, but the word ain't, you know.
Stay tuned for part two of this broadcast. Come back and join us next week right here on WRTS-FM, radio and TV. We're very, very thankful for our new show, Sean Edward in Your Ear. And we'll be broadcasting you next week the interview with Richard Agapo. He is a director and playwright for a new movie called Box of Forgiveness, a tremendous story about how boxing allowed a man to go through and to overcome with triumph the horrors of being molested as a young man. We are trying to bring you each and every week now, and actually even through the week, more and more different types of shows and broadcasts as we take advantage of some of the top independent broadcasters here in the Atlanta area, most of them coming from WIGO AM 1570, which broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week here in Atlanta on 1570 AM on your dial. Or you can check them out on TuneIn Radio. If you don't have it, download the app to your mobile device, and you can hear them loud and clear from anywhere in the country on your mobile device. Also available, you can check them out online, www.wigoam.com. You can like them on Facebook, WIGOAM 1570, The Light. I'm the founder and host of WRTS-FM, radio and TV, Minister Jonathan Simmons, and we look forward to having you back on the air real soon. For those of you, as I say each week, I make this appeal. Jesus is still the answer. He is the key to life. He is the only name by which a man can be saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you have not established a relationship with God by knowing Jesus and having your sins forgiven, I ask you, ma'am and sir, to look at the sign of the times. Look at all the things that are going on in this world. And knowing that the end is sooner than the beginning of things in time. It would would make great sense, ma'am, sir, to get the Lord, note the Lord today. Well, we thank you for tuning in, and we hope that you will join us next week on another broadcast on WRTS-FM radio and TV. God bless you, and good night.